Hi, I'm Mohan Ramaswamy, one of the co-founders of Work & Co, which is a digital design and development company. I'm here at the Untalented podcast that is hosted by Canva and Unknown.
Mohan, tell me what you do, but explain to me as if I'm a 10-year-old.
We design and build and create websites, mobile applications, anything with an interface that you touch that you like want to use to buy something or complete a task. And we've been doing that for about 12 years.
What's helped you move faster in your career?
Honestly, it's been working with great people and clients. I think our clients and our team do a remarkable job of pushing each other to launch great work, to make sure that we're continuing to innovate and like learn what's happening in the industry. So to me, like, that's the one thing, like, make sure you're working with great people.
If you were to start your career again today, is there a decision that you've made that you would change?
And the one thing I would say is that people should be open for opportunity and like make sure you have a good sense of what you want to do and where you are in the market. Yeah. I don't think I did that as much as I needed to in my career.
Do you feel like you've got like a criteria that client needs to hit, or a certain, like, how is it a feeling? Is it?
There's definitely feelings, like, do we think we'd enjoy working with each other? But there's also harder criteria where it's like, does the client have the right expectations in terms of the time that they want, in terms of the resources that an experience will take? Is it something that can be launched, or is it going towards that in market? Again, is it a digital product or experience? Is it an industry where we can create something meaningful? So those things have been criteria from day one, and they've persisted, because some of those are subjective and a feeling, but some of it's just pretty clear. Like, let's make sure that we are the right partner for you.
Work & Co deliberately keep senior leaders quite deeply into projects and practice, right? Why is that important?
I mean, I think that's why we started the company, is because a lot of folks were getting to a place where they were pivoting from being great creative leaders or engineers or product folks to running really large teams, which is great, but not necessarily what you grew up being excited about at a company. So when we started the company, and even to this day, we're oriented towards not necessarily ICs, but people who want to be in the work on a day-to-day basis, as opposed to managing larger teams or large projects or things that are important, but not necessarily giving you the same fulfillment that you had earlier in your career.
Tell me, what is the slogan of your life?
I'll do the slogan of Work & Co instead, which, because I haven't had the opportunity to think about the slogan in my life. But when we started the company, it was all about the work we do and the company we keep. So while the name is both not creative and very literal, I think that it was intentional in the sense of like what we wanted the company to really be all about, which is the people and the stuff we worked on. That has been a lot of what my career purpose has been oriented around. Just happened to name a company around it.
I want you to tell me the weirdest thing you've ever asked ChatGPT.
I feel like a lot of people have asked health questions that maybe aren't appropriate. But I would say for me, as a parent of an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old at this point, the way they consume information is entirely different, and it's actually naturally very conversational. So it's been with them, right? Like, my kids are obsessed with what happens after death. I definitely asked ChatGPT what happens when I die. There's no consensus. And then there's a handful of different prompts that are either based on religion or based on nihilism or based on science, where it's just like, you become one with the earth. Kids are frankly just like so intellectually curious, and they, I think, force me to think more broadly than I would on my own.